On the big tax overhaul, what's called Votorama, could begin later today as the Senate whips through amendment after amendment to carve, hack, chisel, and burnish their creation. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. One central question this morning, will the corporate tax in America get cut to 20% as many conservatives and President Trump demand, or might corporations not get quite what they've been promised? Some senators, including Republicans Marco Rubio of Florida and Mike Lee of Utah, are talking 22% to pay for more child tax credits for low-income families. Now, that's the big issue today. One big issue in the longer term has to do with unintended consequences. Does a $1.5 trillion tax cut mean more government austerity to come? Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell has been researching this as it applies to one huge sector of the American economy. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So you've been looking at people outstanding in their field, namely farmers.
Farmers and the farm lobbyists, they're basically positive on the tax cut bills. You know, there's a number of provisions that they like. For example, faster depreciation of farm equipment. So, yes, some things are being reduced. But overall, the farm lobbyists are saying this is a pretty good bill for now.
For now, what's the longer-term worry?
If you look ahead, you get the big farm bill in 2018. There's going to be lots of negotiation. And the past several years have been really tough on farmers. You know, corn is selling at half its price that it was 5 years ago. Farm incomes have been dropping since 2013. So this bill is really important. And there's this concern that when we start debating the farm bill, it's going to get squeezed because no one really believes that the tax cuts are going to pay for themselves, right? So there's going to be the sense of, we can't afford this.
That's interesting. The tax overhaul leading to a sense of austerity moving forward. And it wouldn't just be farmers that would be watching this play out.
No, and I think one group that really has to be concerned are seniors. Right now, Social Security and Medicare are being left alone. But you know, David, when we get to next year and you look at those deficits, that there's going to be this conversation of, you know, we've got to cut back on this entitlement spending, Social Security, Medicare. But, you know, Mick Mulvaney, he's the head of the Office of Management and Budget. He's also the head of the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau at the moment. You know, he's been very upfront, very straightforward that he would like to see cuts in entitlement spending. So that conversation is going to pick up again next year, and it's going to be a very difficult and very serious conversation.
All right. Something to keep an eye on in 2018. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell, thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.
On Wednesday, there was quite a rotation out of technology stocks toward banks and other companies that might profit more from the tax overhaul. The indexes were vivid on this point, while the S&P treaded water yesterday and the Dow rose 104 points, 0.4%. The tech-oriented NASDAQ composite fell 1.3%. Selling of tech stocks moved into Asia overnight. But this morning, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up 0.3%. You count on Marketplace to keep you informed about the economy and then some. It's what we talk about and how we talk about it in what we hope is an approachable, objective, and sometimes unexpected way. As a nonprofit news organization, we have a mission that drives what we do every day, to increase economic intelligence across the country. I think it's important work that we're already doing, but with your help, we'll be able to do more of it. For as little as $5 a month, consider signing up as a Marketplace investor. It's a way to directly support independent reporting and journalism you can trust, and the payoff comes in knowing that you're helping educate and inform people about the economic forces that affect our lives. Donate today at marketplace.org, and thank you. For the people of Puerto Rico, the key indicator has nothing to do with stock or bond or Bitcoin indexes. It's the percentage of electric power capacity coming back online. Yesterday was 54%. This morning, it's above 61%, about 3 months after the storm. Now, yesterday, we looked at the restoration of the electric grid there. Today, my colleague Lizzie O'Leary, the host of Marketplace Weekend, reports on the growth of solar.
There aren't many places you can go in Puerto Rico right now without hearing that sound, the hum of diesel generators. Residents and the government are spending hundreds or even thousands of dollars a week on fuel. That, plus the grindingly slow restoration of the electrical grid, have people thinking about alternatives.
prior to Maria, people were turning to solar basically for, to save money. Electricity costs here in Puerto Rico are expensive.
That's Alejandro Uriarte. He runs New Energy, a solar design and installation company based in San Juan. 1 kilowatt hour of solar-powered energy here costs around 6 cents. From the grid, it's closer to 33 cents. But post-Maria, the demand for solar isn't about money, but power.
They just want something to power their home, especially the fridge, a couple of fans, lights, the basic necessities.
But it's not cheap, especially on an island that has been in a recession for a decade.
A system will cost you around $15,000. And if you're going to add storage or a battery to that, it can add on another $10,000.
Uriarte says that New Energy has gotten as many orders since Maria as it would in a typical year. And the requests are split 50-50 between businesses and homeowners. Across town, one of those batteries to store solar power is being installed.
Hi, my name is Jose Trinidad. I am an electrical engineer for New Energy.
Normally, an installation takes about 3 days. But right now,
the materials here in Puerto Rico are very scarce. They are not available as they do before.
Which is slowing down the process. Even with the delays, the orders keep coming in. But when I ask Trinidad if PREPA, the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority, supports solar?
That's a good question.
It's not a no exactly, but more people installing their own solar systems may mean less revenue for PREPA.
So if it affects your economy or your market, you will try to put some things in our way in order to slow you down.
Still, PREPA has a long way to go to fix the traditional grid, which is a business opportunity, albeit a slightly uncomfortable one, for solar entrepreneurs like Alejandro Uriarte.
This change to solar was going to happen, but the hurricane just accelerated what was coming anyway.
I'm Lizzie O'Leary for Marketplace.
Lizzie has a special edition of Marketplace Weekend with what she's been seeing and hearing in Puerto Rico. Now, there's a big oil cartel producers meeting today about extending production cuts. Crude in New York is up 0.9%, $57.80 a barrel. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.